I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The original text of the Constitution is remarkably silent on voting. In the eyes of the framers, the popular vote of citizens wasn't really a federal concern. At the founding, the only popular vote affecting federal office was for selecting members of the House of Representatives, as addressed in Article 1, Section 2.
The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states.
The manner of such choosing is largely left to the states, and there is great variability among the states as to the methods and rules regarding voting. At the founding, members of the Electoral College, which elects the president, were chosen by state legislatures. So too were senators. But electors for president are now chosen by popular vote in every state, and the 17th Amendment constitutionally changed the election of senators to the popular vote. Therefore, the popular vote in a single state can decide a presidential election or who controls Congress. And thus, the debate about national legislation regarding voting that is so contentious today. As the events of life unfold, so too do the risk factors that affect the cost and availability of commercial insurance. Insurance rates that once rose often fall. So now is a good time for an expert analysis of your commercial coverage. Set an appointment with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional at HibbsHallmark.com.